The EPA mercury rule would mean some coal-burning power plants would have to put on additional pollution controls. But EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson says those controls are on the market.
We had to make sure that the rule focused on readily available technology, widely deployable pollution control technology, and that those technologies are manufactured by companies in the United States.
Milwaukee-based We Energies says it's already upgraded some power plants to meet state mercury laws, but more controls may be needed over the next 3 or 4 years at its Milwaukee Valley plant and one at Presque Isle, Michigan. Wisconsin Sierra Club spokesperson Emily Miota says We Energies and other state utilities may also have to change a few other plants to reduce emissions of arsenic and other chemicals. The cost of the controls may boost electricity prices, but Miota also says there will be improvements in public health.
Well, the EPA is estimating that we're going to see about $1.8 billion in health benefits here in Wisconsin in 2016. In addition, it'll prevent up to 220 premature deaths.
But Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says despite some potential gains in construction workers, other jobs will be lost at companies that use a lot of electricity.
And so this type of rule that will increase the cost of energy is something that we're very concerned about, and we're very concerned about the impact on manufacturers.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he's introduced a bill to block regulations like the new federal mercury rule. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.